Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is planning to speak publicly in the next 24 hours, according to the news site Axios. His company has been getting tough backlash in the U.S. and Europe after news that the information of 50 million users was improperly obtained by the Steve Bannon-founded British-based Cambridge Analytica, the company that worked for the Donald Trump campaign and was co-founded by Republican donor Robert Mercer. Cambridge Analytica's Alexander Nix has been suspended, but reportedly he and Mercer's daughters are part of a new company that shares an address with Cambridge Analytica. Lots of players, so let's get a primer from NPR's Joanna Kakissis in London. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Robin.
And so remind us, who's Alexander Nix? How did he come to be involved with Steve Bannon and Robert Mercer?
So Alexander Nix is a man of privilege. He worked in finance for a time, and then he was wooed away into the world of big data. And who wooed him away? Steve Bannon. Mm-hmm. Steve Bannon introduced him to Robert Mercer, the computer scientist, hedge fund billionaire, and as you said, the big Republican donor. And we found more about this backstory from Charles Creel, who advises a British parliamentary committee on digital issues.
Steve Bannon reportedly, by happenstance, meets Nix, gets involved with the company, and then takes Nix and puts him together with Mercer. And suddenly you have Mercer's politics and his money combined with an ambitious company. So this storm was created.
And this storm is Cambridge Analytica, which was born in 2013.
Well, and we know what happened also is that a researcher applied to Facebook to have an app where they could ask questions of users, just a few thousand users, but they ended up hoovering up the information of 50 million users. That researcher gave that information to Cambridge Analytica. So was Nix suspended because of the Facebook hoovering or because of some of the revelations from the Channel 4 investigation that you've been seeing there in London?
So it was actually the Channel 4 investigation because, you know, there were some pretty damning things in this. Nix talked about he was filmed by a Channel 4 reporter who was posing as an associate of a wealthy Sri Lankan family. And this reporter filmed Nix talking about using spies and beautiful women to entrap opponents of the political candidates the firm represents, perhaps in compromising positions.
Have a wealthy developer come in, somebody posing as a wealthy developer.
I'm a master of disguise.
Yes. They will offer a large amount of money to the candidate to finance his campaign in exchange for land, for instance. We'll have the whole thing recorded on cameras. Land count the face of our guy, and we have posts on the internet.
So it'll on the Facebook or YouTube or something like this, it can be done.
Send some girls around to the candidate's house. We have lots of history of things.
And it sounded so seedy that the company was almost forced to respond. And what they did do in a statement is say something like, you know, this does not represent the values or operations of the firm because it is such bad global press for the firm. I mean, this film has been talked about all over the world. But, you know, experts have told us that it's, you know, highly unlikely that the board had no idea what was going on because Alexander Nix has been there since the beginning.
Look, and Cambridge Analytica has been well known in this country as well. We remember when Congressman Trey Gowdy was questioning Steve Bannon in hearings. And he asked Bannon, would it be treason for someone close to him, Bannon, to ask WikiLeaks for opposition research on Hillary Clinton? Bannon said that would be bad judgment. And then Gowdy held up emails from Cambridge Analytica boasting of doing just that. Robert Mueller requested emails from the company last fall. But we understand that in Britain, investigations are going on about the company's role in the Brexit vote.
Yes, that's right. I mean, the Brexit vote is still very divisive here. People are still very divided about it. There has been talk all along about perhaps people were manipulated into voting to leave the European Union, perhaps by propaganda, by, you know, strongly influential messaging. And this is where this comes in, because Cambridge Analytica was involved with the Leave campaign, people are starting to talk now about, let's go back and look at that again. What did they do? How were they involved? How did the messages get to people, and did they affect a very critical vote for Britain?
Well, is the average person there, though, buzzing about it the way people are here because of the Facebook revelations?
I've been hearing a lot about this. When I'm like on the subway, I hear people talking about it. But what was really interesting was yesterday I went to the offices of Cambridge Analytica just to see what was going on. And there were a bunch of reporters, sitting outside taking pictures. And then I spotted this middle-aged guy. He was a tour guide, and he was putting up these handmade posters all over the windows outside the Cambridge Analytica offices. And the pictures were a photo of Alexander Nix, and he'd photoshopped these prison bars on over the face of Alexander Nix. And whoever walked by as he was putting, can you believe what you saw on Channel 4? Can you believe this happened? Mm. So, yeah, it is. People are talking about it a lot. People are pretty shocked.
Hmm. Well, unseemly is one thing, and we will see if it's illegal. NPR's Joanna Kakissis in London. Joanna, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your thoughts on what you're hearing about Cambridge Analytica and its sway over elections are welcome at herenow.org.